leader.
Order, order.
The final question time of the week and the opposition's last chance to put a dent in the government's first operating surplus of $414 million, with Labor's finance spokesman Grant Robertson suggesting that it was at the expense of repairing Canterbury earthquake damage, and questions to the Minister of Finance, Bill English.
When John Key was giving him a high five for achieving a $414 million surplus, did he tell him that it wouldn't have happened if he hadn't cut $444 million from the projection for Canterbury EQC payouts?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, no, because the member's just wrong. I mean, he can go on an Easter egg hunt where he finds every accounting adjustment that exists that's around $400 million, but it'll just make him look like a little bunny.
Supplementary question, Mr Speaker.
Order. Grant Robertson.
Does he think the people of Canterbury will be wanting to give him a high five when they hear that he got his surplus by cutting money from their already inadequate budget for EQC earthquake repairs?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I think they'd probably intuitively grasp the way the government finances work a bit better than the member. And actually, people all over Christchurch high-five the Minister for Earthquakes because he's overseen the repair of 400,000 insurance claims, the rebuilding of thousands of new homes, the planning and the revival of the Central Business District. And many people in Christchurch are pretty pleased with the government's $15 billion contribution to the rebuilding of their city.
Bill English was also required to answer this question addressed to his Prime Minister from the Greens, Jan Logie.
Is he satisfied with the number of women who hold cabinet positions in the government?
Mr English's answer to that question after this report from Rhys Lyon in the committee rooms.
Public law specialist Mei Chen was up before the Justice and Electoral Committee to make a submission on its inquiry into last year's election and outline research she'd done into the low voter turnout among new migrants to New Zealand.
New fresh migrants take four elections to vote. And the reason is because in the first election, they don't know what's going on. They just know that there's a thing called a general election and everyone's rushing around. So by the time they learn English, particularly if they come from a really different culture, get a job, sort their kids out, learn to buy food.
Ms Chen said she spoke from experience.
I mean, when my family first came to New Zealand, my mum had difficulties buying food at the supermarket. She used to come home with things and we'd open them all up and try and figure out what they were. Generally, we'd just stick them all in the fry pan and cook it up and see what it tasted like. That was very interesting when it came to a can of beetroot. But, you know, I mean, it takes a while.
Mei Chen suggested another cause of voter apathy amongst some migrants.
The fact that they also come from source countries where government's not really serious, it's not really a free election, has an impact on them. It's because when you say to a person like that, your vote counts, they say, well, why does it? It's never counted back home. And then, of course, you've got the problems of no habit of voting. And so you, with many of these people, you're starting from scratch to develop the habit of voting. You can see that new migrants, particularly if they come from very different cultures where they don't speak the language, really are struggling.
Ms Chen recommended how to improve voter turnout among migrants.
To make sure they're educated about the history and the culture, about the importance of the treaty, about the Indigenous peoples, about how our system of government works. I'm spending time with migrants saying, look, why aren't you having their say? And they say, well, we don't speak very good English. We have no understanding of the system. We don't think it makes any difference. So we're just focused on our own rice bowl. Well, that's not good for New Zealand.
Public law specialist Mei Chen with that submission to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into the 2014 election.
Rhys Lyon. Now back to Bill English for his answer to Jan Logie's question to the Prime Minister as to whether he was satisfied with the number of women in his cabinet.
Yes, but even more satisfied with the outstanding performance of all the women who hold cabinet positions.
Supplementary, Mr Speaker.
And among Jan Logie's follow-up questions was this one.
Does Judith Collins comment, quote, "So don't tell me that it's easy being a woman in the National Party," unquote, indicate to the Minister that there needs to be more than 16 women in the National's caucus and more than 6 women in National's cabinet?
On behalf of the Prime Minister, he's very impressed with the calibre and quality of women who join the National Party. In fact, I'd say it's one of the distinctive advantages that the National Party has over other political parties is the breadth of experience, the competence and the achievement of our women politicians.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English showing fine diplomatic skills in answering that question for his Prime Minister. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.